Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership. Leave us a review on iTunes and check out our YouTube and Patreon pages. The links are in the podcast description. On this Thoughtful Thursday episode, I want to talk about how to take your job seriously without taking yourself too seriously, because this is something that I see a lot of new leaders and a lot of current leaders, walking into pitfalls with, especially as we try to navigate a return to work or post-pandemic world. What do you think about this?
Yeah, no, I think it came up the other day in a conversation I was having with somebody, but just around the idea of like having fun at what you do, finding joy in the work that you do every day, making sure that like when you come to work, it's like it's a place where you can enjoy the people that you work with, that you can feel challenged, that you can, you know, really kind of like leave and go home and feel somewhat energized just because of the work. Like it can be tiring, it can be exhausting, there can be ups and downs, but like that you really find joy in the job that you have, and that we have a good time while we're doing it. But at the same exact time, that we do take our career serious. We do take the work that we do very serious. We want to show up individually and as a team in a good place. We want to be able to perform in a way that garnishes respect and that shows that we actually are really good at what we do when we put forth the appropriate amount of effort and we challenge ourselves to be better every day. But that we don't just show up and just like, you know, browse down and mad and like, well, another day, and like all the things that can happen if you take the job or you take yourself way too serious. I think that's just something, especially in retail. Like we have this ongoing joke in retail. It's like, hey, like I sell headphones at the mall. Like that's my job. It's what I do, right?
Right.
Yes, those are facts of actual part of the career in working in retail, especially in consumer electronics retail. But that's kind of the idea of like we can't take ourselves too serious. Like we need to have fun. There's an element of this that's exciting. But you're absolutely right. We want to take what we do, like how we perform and how we show up for one another and how we build careers. We want to take that serious because we're talking about, you know, building careers where people can like take care of their families and buy cars and buy homes and have retirement and like, you know, change the projection of their life when they come out and they really have success and they challenge themselves. So I think it's a great topic and something that you know, I think should be talked about quite often.
Right, right. I agree. To the if you're listening right now and your job actually is curing cancer, this part is not for you. So go, you
no,
can
no,
go
no,
and do
that,
something
that
else.
Serious.
Do something else.
Right,
you know, yeah,
yes.
Right.
Take that serious.
To the
yes.
rest of us, to the rest of us, we're not curing cancer, right? So keep that in mind when it comes to, you know, not taking yourself so seriously when you come to work, because I know a lot of people, and I will include myself in this, where at the beginning part of my career, I felt like in order to come off like I was taking my job seriously, I had to take myself seriously. And you know, if you worked with me at that time, then you could say that no one could challenge whether or not I was taking my job seriously. I was absolutely serious as a heart attack when I came to work. What that means also is if I take myself too seriously, it means I'm not approachable. It means that I'm not vulnerable in front of my people or my peers, that I'm kind of leaving my personal life, my emotions, all that stuff at the door, and I'm putting on this kind of work mask that says I'm here to do a job and nothing's gonna stop that. And then when I'm done, then I can be the real me. And if you are, whoever you are in your personal life, if you're feeling like you're leaving that outside of work completely and being somebody totally different, that's what this means, to take yourself too seriously, to think that whatever you're doing is so important that you can't bring the personal side of you, the emotion, the vulnerability, the transparency, your baggage, so to speak. No one wants your baggage to bring down the store. No one wants your baggage to bring down the team, but no one also expects you to not be who you are. And so this is a real tough dichotomy for a lot of people to kind of get through, because on the flip side, I know a lot of people who are really approachable. They're really easy to talk to, and they don't take themselves too seriously. But you also wonder whether or not they take their job seriously, or whether or not you can trust them to get the job done. And so what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is do you know people like that who err on that side of the token? Really great people. You'd have a beer with them any day of the week. You have great conversation with them. You know that you can trust them to give it to you straight. But you don't know that you'd actually promote them or trust them to lead or entrust them to develop the next generation of leaders. So I'd like to get an answer from you on that. But first, I want to hear a word from one of our sponsors.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
All right, Lorenzo, spill it. You have worked with people who you like a lot. Great people. You'll have them family barbecues over with them. But if they ever ask you why you're not promoting them, it's going to be a tougher conversation because you feel like they just don't take their job seriously or their career seriously.
Have I seen that? Yes. I could tell you what I see more is actually a little bit of the flip side, which is that they take their job too serious. They are approachable. They do have personal trust with people. They do have good relationships with people, but the authenticity is what's being questioned. And what I mean by that is like they take their job too serious, where they show up and they almost feel like kind of like a shill to the company. Like everything they talk about is a quote from the organization. Everything they say,
drink the Kool-Aid.
It sounds polished, and it always ties back to the simplistic values of an organization. And it's just like, well, what do you really think? You know what I mean? How do you really feel about it? Like, do you truly believe like all of this all the time? Why is most of your vocabulary in quotes from other people who write about leadership? Why can't I just hear from you as a leader? Like, but you know me, I also like subscribe to the idea of like, you know, the five people that are around you, you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with.
Right.
And so like, I don't have a lot of leaders or people that I would say I trust them and I like them and I wouldn't let them lead. It's kind of like a ticket to entry for me.
Sure.
What I do see is leaders who maybe don't understand how authenticity is so much more important than trying to come across as if they're just kind of like this vehicle of communication from the organization, or this like it just feels like they're a shell. Like there's no them in there, that they are only just echoing, repeating, you know, the lines of an organization.
Yeah, I remember a conversation I had with my wife years ago, long before we were married. We were dating at the time, and she was a 21 or 22 year old bartender, and she had feedback given to her boss about something that, you know, a customer complained or something. And they sat down to talk about it, and she was kind of talking about what she believed happened, kind of her side of the story. And she came home to vent to me about it, because the response that she got from the boss was, all right, so first I want to seek to understand here. And the way he said it was there were, at the time, the company she was working for, there were kind of like four pillars of the company when it terms of, from a leadership standpoint. And it was very much talked about. It was hyped and they pushed it forward. And one of those four pillars was seeking to understand. And so he actually used the actual verbiage from the handbook. And she remembered thinking that was the moment, the actual moment where she stopped caring about what he thought. Where it was, I'm gonna do my job because it's my job, but you no longer have any credibility to give me any advice or any coaching or anything outside of the fact that you have a job to do that because you're my boss, because you run the location, whatever that is. And I don't think leaders understand how often that happens, how often they do something like that. What you're talking about, there are moments, like if you as a leader are doing this, and you know that you're doing this, you're what you just said, Lorenzo, kind of a shill for the company as opposed to being yourself. Believe me, there are moments where your people, if you could actually see the light bulb turn off, where they actually have made the decision that you're no longer credible in their mind. All they see you as is someone who is, you know, a fair weather fan. You're flying by whatever, if the organization's priorities change tomorrow, your priorities would change tomorrow. That is not a leader. And I think that if leaders saw more often those moments happening when their people just kind of shut down, they'd do it less. But it's so hard in the moment not to do it sometimes if you feel like your job as a leader is to have the answer and you just don't have the answer for the person. You default to that kind of robotic, you know, here are the talking points. Default to that if you don't know how to talk to your people. It's like, yeah, you need to know how to talk to your people. Like, there is no, here's the talking points in case you don't know how to. You need to know how to if you're going to lead them.
Absolutely. And here's a 5-second hack. If it's cringy in a training video, it's cringy in real life too.
And there's so much of that too. And I don't fault the people who write those training videos. I think they've just been removed from whatever the environment is so long that they don't know what life really is like. So the cringiness in those videos is never going to stop, but it needs to stop in your actual relationships.
Exactly. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.